Globalization.
Pitbull's Globalization.
On Sirius XM.
Power Tools jacking your body.
Power Tools is coming through your speakers.
Bringing you the underground vibe.
I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's jack.
This is America's number one underground mix show.
Power Tools, Tools, Tools.
What's up? I'm Richard Vision, and tonight we got a dope show. It's the Black Book Records Takeover Show. Our special guest is none other than Chris Lake. He's coming off an incredible performance at Coachella with Fisher and is arguably one of the top producers in house music at this time. We'll be chopping it up with him in a few minutes. Also representing Black Book Records tonight is LA native To Be Honest. He'll be making his debut on Power Tools. Before we talk to Chris Lake, I'm going to drop some new music. I got new music from Fisher featuring Oddig, AC Slater, Kalina Zanders, and New Bass, Blondish, Space Ranger. But this first song I'm going to drop is new music from Lo Steppa featuring Reigns. It's called Back in Love. This is Power Tools. Let's go.
Richard Vision is coming from inside the speakers.
Unwind.
has been. It's all about the house music, and always has been. It's all about the house music, and always has been. It's all about the house music, and always has been. It's all about the house music, house music, house music, house music, house music.
New music from Fisher featuring Oddig. That tune is fire. I'm Richard Vision. This is Power Tools on Globalization. It's the Black Book Records Takeover Show. To be honest, we'll be providing the vibes later on, but right now, we got Chris Lake in the house. How you doing, my man?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So let's go back to the beginning of Chris Lake. Just the beginning of when you decided, I need to make dance music. Was there a song you heard, a festival you went to, a video you saw? What was that moment that you saw and went, I need to do that with my life?
The song that really turned my attention to the genre was Robert Miles' Children. When that came out, I think that was 96. I actually heard it in Northern Ireland. It came on while I was at school. And I just remember just coming on the radio, and I was just like, I've never heard anything like this before in my life, which is understandable because it's, you know, that now having a bit more experience, realizing that's one of the songs that's at the upper levels of the dance songs in existence. It had a real effect on me, and then, you know, and that's one of them. Absolutely.
100%. Now, let's talk about your performance at Coachella with Fisher. Now that you've had time to reflect on it, you guys were performing for 55,000 people, and that was a big step for house music. Seeing that many people and you guys staying true to who you are, it wasn't like you guys played harder or played some EDM stuff to get the crowd going. There's a couple of defining moments at Coachella for house music. The Daft Punk performance was one of them. And yours and Fisher was another defining moment for house music, in my opinion. Now that you've had a chance to reflect, how do you look at it?
Well, listen, I'm going to listen to you explaining that we had a moment similar to Daft Punk. I could listen to that on repeat all day. That's unbelievable. But I'm not so sure how true that is. I think that the Daft Punk was a moment. Like this is definitely like, I feel like this holds some importance. I got so many really, really nice messages from people that I've kind of worked with or spoken to over the years. People that have been part of like my journey, or got so many messages explaining how they felt like watching the live stream of the performance of, with me and Fisher, how much that meant to them to see the acknowledgement of this genre on that kind of platform. And I think that's probably out of everything, you know, beyond anything personal for me, anything personal for Fish. It meant a lot to me that there was like this acknowledgement that it feels like it did something positive for the genre as a whole. We knew that it was Coachella. We knew that there is an expectation to kind of like roll out the boat and try and do something a little bit extra, bring out the features, do this, do that. And we actually ended up deciding that it would be more powerful to do none of that.
Right.
We're really proud of what we did. We're really proud of the show that we put on. We brought in our own sound engineer as well. We reamped the speaker system just for our performance. We're really happy that we did. So I think it felt different to people that, you know, there must have been people that had been to that stage several times, watch another act. We kind of...
You made sure the kick cut through.
It was just like little things like that. Yeah. We, you know, we're happy we did it, because we were worried that we were going to go to all that effort to try and bring our show and, you know, do what we do. But then it just doesn't translate because people aren't hearing it properly. So,
right.
You know, yeah, we're really happy.
That was really smart for you guys to bring in your own sound engineer. We got Chris Lake in the house, and this is one of my favorite tunes from Chris Lake featuring Attig. We've rinsed this many times on Power Tools. This is Yuma.
Power Tools.
Takeover. We got Chris Lake in the house. Now, you recently tweeted about you were glad that you stuck to your guns and started making music that you wanted to make, as opposed to what other people were telling you to make. My interpretation of that is probably at the height of EDM, people were telling you to keep on making EDM, but you wanted to make house music. If my interpretation is correct, can you elaborate a little more about that?
I tweet a lot of stuff. I can't fully remember exactly what it was. I know what it's talking about. When I think about myself and I think about like my values and my approach to things, I've always been I've always made my own decisions. I kind of like danced to the beat of my own drum. There was a period kind of like around about the EDM time, it felt like everything was kind of like imploding. My career, my creativity had kind of like gone to a very different place. My focus was in different places and I'd lost complete confidence in my own production. My sound changed. I'd started working with other people and I felt like I lost my way, but like luckily I recognized it. I'd started listening to other people about what they thought I should be doing. And then afterwards I was reflecting on it and I felt so uneasy about what I was seeing. And I felt like it was betraying myself and I felt like I needed to do something quite quickly and strongly to fix that. And I really essentially just went on this sort of rampage of trying to rewrite the script.
Right.
Which was quite difficult because what ended up happening was in that period where I felt like I was making some wrong decisions, they were successful decisions. And right. What ends up happening is you get remembered by some of the most successful things you do. And I was determined to try and rewrite the dialogue and then rewrite the success in a way so that people would remember the newer stuff rather than the older stuff. I can say with a bit of confidence, I think that's happened.
That definitely has happened, brother. Chris Lake is with us. It's Power Tools. And this is Chris Lake and Green Velvet's Deceiver.
But what you talking about? But what you talking about? I see your lips moving, but what you talking about? But what you talking about? I see your lips moving, but what you talking about? What you talking about? What? I see your lips moving, but what you talking about? What you talking about? Your lips moving, but what you talking about?
It's Power Tools on Globalization. I'm Richard Vision. It's the Black Book Records Takeover Show, and we got Chris Lake with us.
Let's talk about your single with Aluna, Begging. It was on Power Tools in May. It was our number one song.
And thank you.
When I heard this song, it blew me away because I'm like, this is a full vocal song that also works on the dance floor. And that's the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest thing to do in dance music.
I agonize over this stuff. I really do. And it's a real challenge for me because, you know, there's a lot of things that have changed over the years and dance music has evolved. And one of the worst parts of dance music today is like full vocal songs so often don't really sound that good and that cool. And so just trying to find something that can work and doesn't make you go, is really quite a challenge. And I think this is really where the strengths of Aluna come in. She's, her voice is unbelievable. I've got loads of recordings with her from the few sessions that we did, and everything that I record with her is usable. She sounds fantastic on house records. I think that she makes the process 100 times easier because her voice is fantastic and the way that she writes is just so correct for the genre. Mm-hmm. Well, not just that genre, she's fantastic regardless. She really helped shape the record with me, so we worked hard on that record together.
All right, this is Chris Lake with Aluna, and it's called Begging.
Conversation. I'm serious, XM.
Keep it fresh, eat it till the stomach.
That tune is so fire. Chris, we appreciate you hanging out with us on Power Tools, and we're looking forward to what's next from Chris Lake.
Appreciate all the support as ever, and thank you for having us on the show.
You got it, brother. Coming up in a little bit, we got To Be Honest. But right now, we got some more vibes from Chris Lake. He's going to play some tunes. This is Chris Lake on Power Tools.
Yeah. Un portavoz del departamento dijo que el departamento dijo que el de
what?
was Chris Lake. It's the Black Book Records Takeover Show. We do this every Saturday night on Globalization. It's called Power Tools. 8 p.m. on the West Coast, 11 p.m. on the East Coast. Right now, we have To Be Honest making his debut on Power Tools. He has releases on Repopulate Mars, Sink and Swim, Insomniac, and of course, Black Book. He's going to start off with his latest single called Conga. This is To Be Honest.
Oh, it's so annoying. I'm sliding. I'm picky with my women. I'm deciding. Call me to your crib and I'm sliding. I'm thirsty.
To be honest, it's the Black Books Records Takeover Show on Power Tools. I'm Richard Vision. Let's get back to it. This is To Be Honest.
Power Tools.
Conversation on Sirius XM.
We'll be right back. enjoy. It's an experience. I'm musically giving you LSD, visually, sonically, artistically. It's very musical.
LSD.
Regardless where you from, you know it's where you at.
from, knows where you at.
That mix was dope. That was To Be Honest. We want to thank Black Book Records for taking over Power Tools. Thanks to Chris Lake for chopping it up with us. We also want to thank To Be Honest for the vibes. Remember, Power Tools is about the one thing we all love the most, the music.
Pitbull's Globalization.
On Sirius XM.